感谢神的带领，我们这一节的见证会请到了刘培建弟兄在这里做见证。
We give thanks to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask Brother Kevin Liu to testify for us.
现在就请他来见证。
So let us now ask Brother Kevin.
传道、长子、各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And ministers, deacons, and elders, brothers and sisters, peace be to all of you.
上一次我在这边做见证的时候，已经是20年前了。
The last time I was here bearing testimony was already 20 years ago.
那年我跟我太太刚来美国。
On that year, it was the first year that I came to the U.S. with my wife.
20年就这样子过去了。
And then 20 years passed by, just like that.
当年在后面爱听玩的小弟兄姐妹，现在都已经长大了。
The little brothers and sisters that used to play in the playground by the fellowship hall, they have grown up.
我自己的两个孩子也是在园林教会出生受洗。
And my own two children were born and baptized in Garden Grove Church.
也是许多的弟兄姐妹看着他们长大的。
And many of our brothers and sisters watched them grow up.
周传道离开园林教会的时候，我的大儿子大概才4岁还是5岁的时候。
And when Preacher Cho left Garden Grove Church, my oldest son, he was about 4 or 5 years old.
所以今天我能够站在这里做见证。
So today I'm able to stand here and bear a testimony.
我能够在弟兄姐妹的面前再次述说神的恩典。
I'm able to once again be in front of the brothers and sisters in the presence of God to say His grace.
对我来说，就好像站在我自己的家人面前述说神的恩典一样。
For me, it is just like standing in front of my own family members to explain and say the grace of God.
心里是很高兴的。
And I have joy in my heart.
刚刚那首501首的赞美诗是我选的。
The hymn that we sang just now, 501, that was a hymn that I chose.
这一首是我非常喜欢的赞美诗之一。
And this is one of my favorite hymns.
去年我知道上来做见证的人可以自己选赞美诗的时候，我就决定要选这一首。
So last year, when I found out that the people that's bearing testimony can choose their own hymns to sing, I already decided that this is the hymn that I would like to share, to sing.
如果各位弟兄姐妹有你喜欢的赞美诗，
So brothers and sisters, if you have your favorite hymns,
你上来做见证的时候选那一首。
And when you come up to bear testimony, you can pick those hymns.
当你站在前面，你听到后面，我想大概70-80位弟兄姐妹一起唱你喜欢的赞美诗的时候，
When you are sitting up here in the front and you hear about 70 or 80 brothers and sisters singing your favorite hymn,
你会非常的感动。
You will be very touched.
那在我开始做见证之前，我想要先感谢各位弟兄姐妹。
Before I start my testimony, I would like to first give thanks to our brothers and sisters.
因为我太太最近身体不舒服。
Because my wife is not feeling well recently.
各位弟兄姐妹对我们全家的关心及带导。
And the care and also the intercession prayers shown by the brothers and sisters to my family.
还有各样的帮助。
And also the different, the various kinds of help.
愿神纪念大家的爱心。
May God remember all of your love.
也请各位弟兄姐妹继续为我们带祷。
And please continue to pray for us.
让我们全家有安静的心。
So that our whole family will have a quiet heart.
主耶稣曾经说过。
The Lord Jesus said.
在世上你们有苦难。
In this world, you have trouble.
但你们放心。
But be of good cheer.
我已经胜了世界。
I have overcome the world.
也请各位弟兄姐妹继续为我们代祷，求神加添我们的智慧。
May all the brothers and sisters continue to pray for us and ask God to grant us more wisdom.
让我们可以思想。
So that we can think.
因为传道书说过。
Because the book of Ecclesiastes that says.
遭患难的日子，你当思想。
You should consider in the days of suffering.
那我现在奉耶稣的圣名做见证。
So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
在去年的时候，主耶稣将他属灵的恩典丰丰富富的赐给了我们一家。
Last year, the Lord Jesus Christ have given our family abundant grace.
在去年短短5个月的时间，我的两个儿子跟我都得到了圣灵。
In the last 5 months or so, both of my son and myself have received the precious Holy Spirit.
我的小儿子是在暑期学生灵会的时候得到圣灵的。
My younger son received the Holy Spirit during the summer student spiritual convocation.
我的大儿子是在冬季学生灵会的时候得到圣灵。
And my older son received the Holy Spirit in the winter student spiritual convocation.
而我自己是在去年九月我受洗二十一年之后。
And myself received the Holy Spirit last September after 21 years of baptism.
在我四十八岁的时候。
When I was 48 years old,
我得到了圣灵。
I received the Holy Spirit.
所以我想要与各位弟兄姐妹分享与见证的就是我这段时间的挣扎跟体验。
So what I would like to share with the brothers and sisters is my struggles and experiences during these years.
希望对正在祈求圣灵的同龄或是各位朋友 有所帮助。
And it is my hope that it will be a help to the brothers and sisters who are currently asking for the Holy Spirit.
而我自己也能够再次思想神的恩典。
And it is also an opportunity for me to once again think about the grace of God.
其实想一想，二十一年不是一个很短的时间。
If I really think about it, 21 years is not a very short time.
以前我常常在想神是很不公平的。
I used to think that God is very unfair.
为什么有的人在慕道的时候就可以得到圣灵？
Why is it that some people receive the Holy Spirit when they are still seeking the truth?
那为什么有人在第一次跪下来祷告的时候就可以得到圣灵？
And why is it that others, when they first kneel down and pray, they receive the Holy Spirit?
而我在二十一年的时间之内，我都没有得到圣灵。
And me, for 21 years, I have not received the Holy Spirit.
但是就是因为主耶稣他一步一步的带领着我。
But because the Lord Jesus guided me step by step.
他让我了解我自己，他让我改变我自己。
He let me understand myself, and he let me change myself.
他最后在当我可以站在主耶稣面前，诚诚实实的面对我自己的时候。
In the end, when I'm able to be in the presence of God and honestly look at myself,
知道我是多么不配得圣灵的时候,
to realize how unworthy I am to receive the Holy Spirit,
这个就是主耶稣赐给我圣灵的时候,
and that was when the Lord gave me the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣有让我了解到得不到圣灵其实是我自己的问题。
And the Lord Jesus also let me understand that to not be able to receive the Holy Spirit, that was my problem.
我曾经听过一个传道人做讲过一篇道理。
I once heard a sermon spoken by a pastor.
他说我们常常看到很多弟兄姐妹领受神丰丰富富的恩典。
He said that we see many brothers and sisters receive abundant grace from the Lord.
而主耶稣的恩典好像从来没有临到我们自己的身上。
But yet the grace of the Lord Jesus never seemed to come upon ourself.
难道是主耶稣比较喜欢这些弟兄姐妹，不喜欢我们吗？
Is it because the Lord Jesus liked these brothers and sisters more than he does to me?
其实并不是这样子的。
But it's not so.
其实答案就在罗马书第二章第十一节。
The answer is actually in the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 11.
罗马书第二章第十一节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 11.
因为他说到说，因为神不偏待人。
It says, for there is no partiality with God.
所以神是不会做错的。
So God does not do anything wrong.
所以神没有错的话，那错就是我们自己了。
And if there is no wrongdoings with God, then we are the ones that are with wrongs.
所以我也觉得说，这二十年来神在我身上所做的事情。
And so I myself also feel that for the past 20 years, the things that God had done in my life,
就好像耶利米书一章第十节下半段所说的
，are just like what the book of Jeremiah chapter 10,
第一章第十节
，chapter 1 verse 10, where it says,
耶利米书第一章第十节下半段
，the latter half of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10,
为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。
To root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
因为这就是我觉得主耶稣他为了要改变我的心。
I feel that in order for the Lord Jesus to change my heart,
他为了要让我自己能够建立我自己的信仰。
In order for me to build up my own faith,
让我一步一步的经历了这些的过程。
He let me experience these things step by step.
当然这个过程其实有的时候是觉得蛮辛苦的。
Of course, some of these process, I feel it was very hard work.
但是这一切都是值得的。
But all of these were worth it.
虽然受洗了二十一年。
Even though I was baptized for 21 years.
但是受洗之后的十年的时间，其实我并没有在追求神的道理。
But 10 years after my baptism, I was not pursuing the words of God.
然后我对道理其实也没有根基。
And I also did not have root in the word of God.
而且那个时候也刚来美国，为了工作跟生活都相当的忙碌。
And also at that time, I just came to the U.S. and in order to work and maintain my livelihood, I was very busy.
自己虽然已经受洗了，然后也说自己是一个基督徒。
Even though I was baptized and I also claim myself to be a Christian.
其实那时候神跟教会对我来说并不是很重要的。
But in actuality, at that time, God and the church to me was not very important.
教会只是一个星期六需要到的、需要去的地方而已。
Church is just a place that I have to go on Saturdays.
只有有困难的时候，我才会真正用心跪下来，求神的帮助。
And only when I encountered troubles, then I would kneel down with my heart and ask God for help.
然后在那段时间，有一天我开车上班的时候
，During that period of time, when one day when I was driving to work.
我觉得 人的一生真的是虚空。
I felt that our lives are indeed vain.
全部都是劳苦跟愁烦而已。
Everything is just labor and filled with sorrow.
如果没有神在我的生命当中
，And if I do not have God in my life,
我真的没有勇气去面对每一天的困难跟挑战。
Then I do not have the strength to face the daily challenges I have.
那个时候我就觉得说我心里就觉得说我非常的需要神。
So at that moment in my heart, I felt like I really needed God.
觉得有神真的是很好的事情。
And I felt that to have God is truly a something good.
所以那个时候我也决定说我要用我的行动来回转来亲近神。
So at that moment, I also decided that I want to use my actions and my behaviors to draw near to God.
那我想说，如果要亲近神的话，那就要从读经跟祷告开始。
And I also thought to myself, in order to draw near to God, I need to start with reading the Bible and praying.
所以从2009年开始，我就试着自己去读圣经。
And so starting from year 2009, I started to try to read the Bible on my own.
不过读圣经对我来讲是比较困难、比较痛苦的事情，因为我都看不懂。
But to me, reading the Bible was something quite difficult and hard because I didn't understand.
所以有的时候强迫自己读了或许几节之后我就放弃了。
And so sometimes when I force myself to read a few verses, I would give up.
那我就开始想说，那我就听讲道的录音来代替读经好了。
And then so I thought to myself, I will listen to sermons in place of reading the Bible.
所以我就收集讲道的录音带，我在开车上下班的时候就放来听。
And so I started collecting sermon cassettes, and then I would play them during my commute to and from work.
我觉得这样子的方法对我来讲比较有用。
And to me, this was a more effective way.
就好像你在读经，但是有人在跟你解释说这个道理是什么意思。
It was as if you were reading the Bible and someone else was explaining to you what it meant.
然后我也开始在祷告的时候向主耶稣悔改。
And I also started repenting in my prayers.
然后我也试着在求圣灵。
And I also tried to ask for the Holy Spirit.
但是每次灵恩会完或者是祷告会完的时候，都是很失望。
But every time after spiritual convocation end or when I finished praying, I was very disappointed.
那个时候我也自己一直认为说我已经在祷告，我已经在认错，我已经悔改了。
At the time, I felt that I was already repenting and I was praying.
那我也祈求了，难道这样子还不够吗？
I also asked, was that not enough?
圣经上面不是说叩门的就必开门，寻找的就必寻见吗？
Doesn't the Bible tell us that if you knock, the door will be open to you, and if you seek, you will find?
那为什么我一直求不到圣灵？
So why is it that I can't receive the Holy Spirit?
所以对我来说，在那段时间里面。
So for me, during that period of time,
长时间的祷告对我来说是非常压力非常大的事情。
To pray for a long period of time, it was something very stressful.
因为我不知道要跟主耶稣说什么。
Because I don't know what to say to the Lord.
我想要讲的一下子就讲完了。
Whatever I wanted to say, I finished them very quickly.
但是我记得在这21年的时间里面，我有四次梦到我用灵言祷告。
But I remember during the 21 years, dreamed four times that I was praying in tongues.
每一次祷告都是在教会里面跟着弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
And every time I prayed, I was praying in the church with brothers and sisters.
有的时候就是很单纯的在祷告而已。
And sometimes I would just be praying.
有的时候是我知道教会外面有危险，但是我跟教会的弟兄姐妹一起在教会里祷告。
And while other times, I knew in my dream that there were dangers outside, and I was praying in the church with brothers and sisters.
虽然觉得外面有危险。
And even though I knew that there was danger outside,
但是在教会祷告的弟兄姐妹大家都很平静。
But all the brothers and sisters who were praying in the church was very calm.
所以当每次我做梦梦到我用灵言祷告醒来之后。
And so every time after I dreamed about me praying in tongues, and when I wake up,
我很高兴。
I would be so happy.
我以为我有得到圣灵。
I would think that maybe I received the Holy Spirit.
然后当你醒来之后，你发现这只是一个梦而已。
And then I woke up and realized that it was just a dream.
你会非常的失，我很失望。
I was very disappointed.
但是我也在想说，在梦里面用灵言祷告都可以感觉到那么的快乐。
But I also thought to myself, even in my dream, praying in tongues was so joyful.
那如果我真的有圣灵，我能够用灵言祷告，那是多美好的事情。
So if truly I received the Holy Spirit and I was able to pray in tongues, how beautiful would that be?
那这一阵子因为我在准备我的见证。
And so recently because I was preparing for my testimony,
所以我在祷告的时候，我也试着再去体验说我用灵言祷告的那种喜悦。
So in my prayers, I also once again tried to experience the joy in the Holy Spirit.
我觉得圣经上面也有讲过一句话。
And I remember that there was also a verse in the Bible.
圣经上面说不要忘了最初的感动。
The Bible tells us to not forget our first movement.
对我来说，得到圣灵的那个感动。
And to me, the movement when I first received the Holy Spirit
是好的无比的。
It was incredibly good.
我也很感谢神借着这个见证。
And I also give thanks to God through my testimony.
我可以再次去体验。
I am able to once again experience.
再次来的提醒自己。
And once again remind myself.
这个圣灵是得来不易的。
That this Holy Spirit was difficult for me to get.
然后在那段时间，我在床上要准备要睡觉的时候。
And also during that period of time before I get ready for bed.
我都会跟主耶稣说。
I would always tell the Lord.
我说主啊，我没有圣灵。
I would say, Lord, I don't have the Holy Spirit.
你大概不会在我祷告的时候跟我说话。
So you probably won't speak to me in my prayers.
所以你有主耶稣，你有话要告诉我的话，请让我做梦。
So if you have something to say to me, please let me dream.
然后让我醒来之后，我还可以很清楚的记得这个梦。
And after I wake up, I will still be able to remember this dream.
那我也告诉我自己，我并不会解梦。
And I also told myself, but I don't know how to interpret dreams.
所以我的梦一定要有属灵的意义。
And so my dreams must have spiritual meanings.
而且要在圣经里面找得到。
And they must be found in the Bible.
这样子才算是主耶稣在跟我说话。
And then that counts as the Lord Jesus speaking to me.
其实时间很快，六年的时间就这样子过去了。
And then time flew by, 6 years passed.
到2015年三月份的时候。
In March of 2015.
我因为一直求不到圣灵。
Because I was unable to receive the Holy Spirit.
我心情很不好。
I was very downcast.
所以我在祷告的时候，我就跟主耶稣抱怨。
So in my prayers, I complained to the Lord.
我说我该认的错我都已经认了。
I said I have repented of all the sins that I had.
如果我有忘记我做错什么事情。
And if I have forgotten something that I did.
也求主耶稣让我记得。
Please help me remember.
那我到底要怎么样做？我要怎么样子的祷告
？So how should I pray and what should I do?
我才能够得到圣灵。
For me, in order for me to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我记得我那天的心情是非常，心情很不好。
So I remember on that day I was in such a bad mood.
我很失望，我也很灰心。
I was very discouraged as well as disappointed.
所以我想说，也许我不是主的羊。
And I thought to myself, perhaps I'm not the Lord's sheep.
所以主不听我的祷告。
And that is why the Lord did not listen to my prayers.
所以我就觉得说我不想再祷告了。
And so I felt that I didn't want to pray anymore.
那既然主耶稣不要我，那我不要再来聚会了。
And if the Lord Jesus didn't want me anymore, I don't need to come to service anymore either.
其实我已经下定决心，我不再来聚会了。
I actually already made the determination to not come to church anymore.
只是我还不知道怎么要告诉我的家人。
I just didn't know how to tell my family members yet.
所以在那一天晚上，我做了一个梦。
So on that night, I had a dream.
我梦到我跟七八个人在一个房间里面。
I dreamed that I was in a room with 7 or 8 other people.
另外一个人是房间的主人。
And the other, one of the person was the owner of the room.
他分给每个人一份食物。
And he gave each one of us a portion of food.
只有我没有收到。
But I was the only one that didn't get it.
那我就问这个主人说，为什么大家都有，我没有？
So I asked the owner, why is it that everyone else had it, but I don't?
但是那个主人没有理我，他没有跟我讲话。
But the owner didn't pay attention to me and did not say anything to me.
然后我的梦就变到了另外一个地方。
And then the scenes in my dream changed.
这个梦就梦到一个变成到一个婚礼宴客的地方。
In my dream, I was at a wedding banquet.
我走进去那个地方，还有非常多的空位置。
I went into the banquet and there were so many empty seats.
但是我就是找不到我的位置。
But I could not find my own seat.
那我就问那个代位的人说，我有定位置，怎么没有我的位置？
So I asked the person leading people to their seats, how come I don't have a seat?
那个人就打开一本簿子，他在翻，看看有没有我的名字在里面。
And so that person opened up the book and started to look for my names in the book.
结果找不到我的名字。
And he couldn't find my name.
那后来就有一个工作人员过来。
And then so later on, a worker came.
他告诉我说 ，OK， 他把别的人赶走了，他留了一个位置给我。
And the worker told me that he drove others out and he saved a seat for me.
可是，在那个时候，我就想说，我也不认识结婚的人。
But then at that time, in my dream, I thought to myself, well, I don't know the people getting married.
我也不认识任何的客人。
And I also don't know any of the guests.
留下来还要付钱。
And if I stay, I have to pay.
所以我就说我要走了。
So I said, I'm going to go.
所以那个工作人员他很惊讶地问我。
And then so the worker was very shocked and he asked me.
他说我都把位置留给你了。
I already saved you a seat.
我也把别人赶走了。
And I drove others out.
那你为什么要走了呢？
Why are you leaving?
然后早上起来，其实我并没有很清楚地记得这个梦。我知道我做了一个梦。
So in the morning when I woke up, I did not remember this dream very vividly, but I know I had a dream.
然后在那一天当中，我就突然想起来这个梦。
And then during that day, I all of a sudden remembered this dream.
所以我就想说，是不是主耶稣要告诉我什么事情
？And then I thought to myself, was the Lord Jesus trying to tell me something?
因为我前一天晚上，我跟主耶稣生气地祷告。
Because the night before, I was angry and prayed to the Lord.
所以当我的梦的第一个部分，我想说就是比较简单，就是大家都有圣灵，然后我并没有得到圣灵。
And so the first part of my dream, I thought it was quite simple. Basically, everyone else had the Holy Spirit, but I didn't.
所以我问那个主人说，为什么我没有
？And that's why I asked the owner of the room, why didn't I have it?
但是那个主人并没有回答我。
But the owner did not answer me.
那所以第二个部分。梦在婚礼宴客的地方。
And the second part of my dream at the wedding banquet.
当然，我第一个想到的就是马太福音书第二十二章中婚宴的比喻。
Of course, the first thing that I could think about was what's recorded in Matthew 22, the parable of the wedding banquet.
这个比喻我知道这个比喻。
I know about this parable.
但是我的梦跟这个比喻又有一点点的不一样。
But my dream was a little bit different from this parable.
所以我就在想说，这不一样的地方到底是要告诉我什么？
So I started to think about the difference and what it was trying to tell me.
所以我后来了解到，就算我来到了得救的真教会。
And then later on, I realized that just because I came to the true church of salvation,
我并不代表我一定会得救。
It does not mean that I will be saved.
不一定代表我在天国的筵席当中一定有我的位置。
And it does not necessarily mean that at the heavenly wedding banquet that there was a seat for me.
就好像在那个比喻里面有一位没有穿礼服的人。
Just like in the parable, there was someone who was not dressed properly.
他最后还是被丢到外面的黑暗里面。
And in the end, the person was cast out into the darkness.
所以主耶稣为了我们舍弃了天上的荣耀。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, he forsook his heavenly glory.
来到世界上，以他的生命为代价，救我们脱离死亡。
And he came into this world, with his life, as the price, died on the cross for us.
而我为了进入永生神的国，我又付出过什么样子的代价
？But what have I paid in order to enter into the eternal kingdom of God？
我有为了得圣灵做过什么努力吗
？Have I ever put in any effort, in order to receive the Holy Spirit？
我想这个梦是要告诉我说。在婚宴中为我预备了位置。
I think the dream was trying to tell me that in the wedding banquet there was a seat saved for me.
而我却不愿意付任何代价。
But I was not willing to pay a price.
所以我就开始问我自己在我的信仰生活方面。
So I started asking myself in my life of faith.
除了聚会跟祷告之外。
besides coming to service and praying,
我有真正为我的信仰付出过什么吗？
Have I paid anything, any price for my faith?
我生活中的坏习惯我有改变吗？
Have I changed my bad habits in my life?
我有下这个决心真的去祈求圣灵吗？
And have I made this determination to ask for the Holy Spirit?
所以在2015年3月份的时候，
So in March of 2015,
我决定在礼拜一到礼拜五上班的时候，
I decided that from Monday to Friday when I was at work,
从早上十点到下午三点。
Starting from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
我不吃不喝。
I would not eat or drink.
午餐的时候我就去祷告。
And during lunchtime, I would pray.
希望能把我的祷告跟我的时间当作献给主的祭。
And I wanted to make my time and my prayer as an offering to the Lord.
能蒙主耶稣的悦纳。
And may the offering be pleasing to him.
我们公司是两层楼的建筑物。
So my company is a two-story building.
因为裁员的关系，我们二楼全部都是空的。
And because they laid off employees, the whole second floor was empty.
所以我就中午的时候，我就到二楼找一个会议室，我就可以把门关起来。
So during lunchtime, I just went to the second floor and I just found a meeting room and closed the door to pray.
大概这样子三个月的时间又过去了。
And so I did this for about 3 months.
我开始觉得主耶稣并没有听到我的祷告。
In the beginning, I felt like the Lord did not listen to my prayers.
我的心还有我的祷告跟主耶稣中间有被东西遮住了。
I felt that my heart and my prayers were blocked by something in before the Lord.
而且我并没有把我的心，我没有办法把我的心完全的打开，向主耶稣祷告。
And I was unable to truly open up my heart to pray to the Lord.
而且我的祷告是非常表面的。
And also my prayers were very superficial.
我好像只是在祷告给我自己听而已。
I was only praying to myself.
其实就好像耶利米哀歌三章四十四节里面说的。
And it is just like what is recorded in the book of Lamentation, chapter 33, verse.
三章四十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 44.
耶利米哀歌三章四十四节。
Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 44.
这边说，你以黑云遮蔽自己，以致祷告不得透入。
You have covered yourself with a cloud, that prayer should not pass through.
所以但是那个时候我真的不知道我应该要怎么样子的祷告才能够把这种感觉除掉。
But at that time, I really did not know how I should pray to get rid of this feeling.
我要怎么样子祷告才能让我的祷告达到主耶稣的面前。
And I didn't know how to pray in order for my prayer to reach the presence of God.
后来我听到了一位姐妹所做的见证。
And then I heard a testimony made by a sister.
她说人在神面前。
She said, for men to be in the presence of God,
能不怕面对自己的软弱,
if the person is not afraid to face his or her own weaknesses,
这个人在神面前才是有价值的,
and then this person is valuable in the eyes of God.
这句话听了让我非常的感动。
So I was very touched by the statement.
所以我好像觉得说在对我的问题我看到了一点点的亮光。
And I felt that this was a little bit of light shining on my issues.
然后我就在开始思考说我在祷告的时候我是怎么样子面对主耶稣的。
And I started to think in my prayers how I was facing the Lord.
后来我又听到一个传道在灵恩会的时候他勉励信徒做这样子的祷告。
And then later on I heard a pastor during spiritual convocation during a prayer session how he encouraged the brothers and sisters.
传道勉励信徒说要把心放在手上向天上的神祷告。
The pastor encouraged the members to put their hearts or lift up their hearts in their hands and to pray to the Lord.
这是从耶利米哀歌三章四十节四十一节出来的。
And this came from Lamentation chapter 3 verse 40 and 41.
耶利米哀歌三章四十节四十一节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40 and 41.
这里说我们当深深考察自己的行为再归向神我们当诚心向天上的神举手祷告。
Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven.
我反复听了好几次。
And so I listened to the sermon repeatedly.
再加上那位姐妹所做的所讲的那一句话
and plus the statement that was given by the sister，
我就开始思考说我在祷告的时候我是怎么样子来面对神。
I started to think and examine myself in my prayers how I was facing God。
我要怎么样子才能做到这样子的祷告？
And how should I do in order to have this kind of prayer？
所以后来我想通了，既然我们的主是鉴察人心思意念的主。
And then later on, I had a connection. I realized that if our Lord is the God that searches the minds and hearts of people,
所以我不敢在祷告中告诉神的事情。
So the things that I am afraid to tell God in my prayers,
其实神都知道。
God already knows.
那我为什么不就坦然地面对神？
So why is it that I can't just openly and honestly face God?
我就自己在我的脑海中想象。
So I started to think, imagine in my head.
我把我的心放在我的手上。
I imagine putting my heart in my hand.
我自己先看。
And I look at it myself first.
我看看我自己在想什么。
I look at my own thoughts.
好的，坏的。
The good ones and the bad ones.
我自己看完之后，我把手举起来。
And after I have finished looking at it, I lift up my hands.
我让神也可以看到我的心。
And then I let God look at my heart as well.
我想只有这样子我才可以真正诚实的勇敢的去面对主耶稣。
And I realized that this is the only way for me to face the Lord Jesus boldly and honestly.
然后我就在下一次祷告的时候我就真的这样子做了。
And then so in my next prayer, I truly did likewise.
我把我心里面所想的好的坏的
All the good thoughts and the bad thoughts that's in my heart,
我全部都告诉了主耶稣。
I told the Lord Jesus everything.
那次我祷告大概祷告了三十分钟。
During that prayer, I prayed about 30 minutes.
我眼泪没有办法停止，我流大概就是哭了三十分钟。
And I was unable to stop the shedding of my tears. I prayed for 30 minutes and cried for 30 minutes.
然后那次祷告完了之后，我真的觉得说心里的大石头真的是卸下来了。
And after that one prayer, I truly felt a big rock in my heart has been lifted down.
我觉得我的祷告并没有再被挡住了。
And I felt like my prayers were no longer being blocked.
我觉得我可以勇敢地面对主。
And I felt that I could face the Lord with courage.
我不需要再隐藏了。
And I do not need to hide anymore.
其实主都知道，他只是要我自己能够诚实地去面对他。
In fact, God already knows everything. He just wanted me to face myself honestly.
只有我能诚实地面对我自己，主耶稣基督才能够帮助我。
Only when I'm able to look at myself with honesty, then can the Lord Jesus help me.
我知道我自己有什么错误，有什么不足的地方。
And I understand where I have gone wrong and where I have been falling short.
我觉得我才能够坦然无惧地来到主耶稣的面前。
And then I can come boldly in front of the Lord.
向他祈求。
And to pray to him.
所以我觉得我就是像是主耶稣基督在路加福音书里面所说的那个浪子。
And I felt like I was just like the prodigal son that was mentioned in the Gospel of Luke.
然后我又回到了我天父的家里。
I came back to my heavenly father's home.
但是那个小孩子知道自己得罪了天，又得罪了父亲。
But then the child understood that he had sinned against the heavens and his father.
而他跟他的父亲说
，And so he told his father,
我不配称你的儿子，把我当你的雇工吧。
I'm unworthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servant.
所以当我能够诚实地面对我自己之后
，So after I was able to honestly face myself,
我才发现我其实我并不配得他的灵。
And then I realized that I'm not worthy to receive the Spirit of God.
然后我就向主耶稣这样子祷告。
And then I made this prayer to God.
我跟主耶稣说我是不配的。
I said to the Lord, I am unworthy.
我可以了解为什么我没有圣灵。
And I can understand why is it that I don't have the Holy Spirit.
但我只求主耶稣基督，你告诉我，你能为我能为你做什么
？But I'm only asking you, the Lord Jesus, to tell me what I can do for you.
只要教会安排我的工作，我一定尽力去做。
Anything that the church schedules me to do, I will do it with all my heart.
我会尽力教导我的孩子来认识神。
And I will put in all my effort to teach my children to know God.
来亲近神，我把孩子带到神的面前。
And to draw near to God, and I will bring my children in the presence of God.
我只希望在我离开世界的那一天。
And I just hope that on the day that I leave this world,
主耶稣能够将圣灵赐给我。
That the Lord Jesus will give me the Holy Spirit.
我就很满足了。
And I will be satisfied.
所以在这段时间有没有得到圣灵，对我来说我都可以接受。
So during this period of time, whether or not I receive the Holy Spirit, I will accept.
我唯一希望就是在审判的那一天，我能够站在主耶稣的面前。
And my only hope is that on the day of judgment, I can stand in the presence of God.
主耶稣能够跟我说，你这良善又忠心的仆人。
And the Lord Jesus can tell me, you're a good and faithful servant.
可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Come and enjoy the blessing your master has prepared for you.
然后就这样子在公司祷告了中午祷告了一段时间。
And this is how I prayed in my company during lunchtime for a period of time.
然后我觉得说我需要更多的祷告。
And then I felt like I needed to pray even more.
我觉得这样子我才会有力量。
I felt like that's the only way for me to gain strength.
我觉得这样子我才会有希望。
And that's the only way for me to have hope.
但是中午祷告，除了中午之外，我也想在早上的时间祷告。
And besides lunchtime, I also wanted to pray in the mornings.
但是早上没有比较适合的地方，因为如果要来园林教会的话，太远了。
But in the mornings, there wasn't really a place for me to pray appropriately because if I were to come to Grand Grove Church, that would be too far.
所以，然后我听到说，尔湾教会的弟兄姐妹有的时候早上都会去祷告。
And then I heard that the brothers and sisters in Irvine Church, sometimes they would go to church to pray in the mornings.
所以我就去，上班之前我就去尔湾教会祷告。
So before I went to work, I would go to Irvine Church to pray.
其实祷告在家里面其实也是可以的。
I could also just pray at home.
不过我觉得在教会祷告可以比较专心。
But I felt that it was easier for me to concentrate at church.
而且在如果你自己一个人或是很少人在教会的时候
And also if you are by yourself or there were only a few people in the church
有的时候我真的觉得说我可以感觉到教会是神充满的地方
Sometimes I really felt like the church is a place where God is filled
尤其如果是外面在下雨的时候
Especially when if it was raining outside
你在会堂里面
And you are in the chapel.
你觉得平安喜乐，我觉得平安喜乐都是在教会里。
And you felt peace and joy, or I felt peace and joy, and that was in the church.
所以我就持续的这样子，早上去尔湾教会，中午还在公司祷告。
So I continued to do likewise. In the mornings, I would go to Irvine Church, and in during lunchtime, I would pray in my company.
然后我继续祷告说，求神让我知道说。他要我为他做什么
And I continued to ask the Lord to let him let me know what I can do for him.
所以在九月份的时候，一个星期五的中午，我在公司祷告的时候，我就得到了圣灵。
And in September, on a Friday during lunchtime, when I was praying in my company, I received the Holy Spirit.
当然，得到圣灵不是因为我的最后的那一个祷告。让主耶稣赐给我圣灵。
And of course, I did not receive the Holy Spirit solely because of my last prayer.
而是前面借着前面许多不同的祷告。
But it was through the many prayers that I made beforehand.
借着神的话不断调整自己。
And I also used the words of God to constantly adjust myself.
调整我自己的心，调整我自己的行为。
To adjust my heart and my minds and my behaviors.
就好像以赛亚书第三十章二十节、二十一节所说的。
Just like the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verses 20 and 21.
Isaiah 三十章二十、二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 and 21.
主虽以艰难给你当饼。以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏。你眼必看见你的教师，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后面有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”
And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the waters of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walking it."Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
所以这几年的祷告，主耶稣不断地让我自己来调整我自己的心态。
And so for the past few years, all my prayers, the Lord Jesus continued to let me adjust my mind.
调整我的行为。
And adjust my behaviors.
然后我的教师就不再向我隐藏了。
And then my teacher was no longer hiding.
我相信在这段我转向神的时间里面
I believe, during this period of time where I turned back to God,
除了主耶稣的怜悯还有我家人的带导之外
besides the mercy of, my Lord Jesus and also my family members' intercession,
我相信还有许多代祷的手在我的后面为我祷告。
I believe that there are also many prayerful hands behind me praying for me.
就是在座许多的弟兄姐妹。
And these are the brothers and sisters sitting here today.
弟兄姐妹的关心让我不再觉得很孤单。
The care and concern by the brothers and sisters no longer made me feel lonely.
所以当我们面对困难与挑战的时候
So when we face difficulties and challenges,
我们可以请求我们的弟兄姐妹帮我们带祷。
We can ask our brothers and sisters to pray for us.
就像我听到那位姐妹的见证。
Just like the testimony that I heard from that sister.
她的一句话，说实话，帮助了我。
Her one sentence honestly helped me.
其实我也想请求弟兄姐妹能够勇敢地出来为主做见证。
I also would like to ask the brothers and sisters to courageously come and bear testimony for the Lord.
我们一起来数算神的恩典。
Let us count the blessings of God.
你也可以选你喜欢的赞美诗。
You can also choose your favorite hymn.
其实你见证并没有分大小跟重要与不重要。
Testimonies do not need to be categorized as important or unimportant.
我觉得重要的是能够帮助弟兄姐妹在需要的时候。
But what is important is that it helps the brothers and sisters who are in need.
当有困难与挑战。
When you're facing a challenge and a difficulty.
或是试探引诱的时候。
Or if you're facing temptations.
大家不要觉得很孤单
And don't feel lonely.
因为在信仰的路上已经有很多人走过了这段路
Because in this journey of faith, many people have walked in it.
所以我们心里要有盼望
So we need to have hope in our hearts.
我们能够坚持到底
And hold on to the end.
就像希伯来书十二章第一节所说的
Just like the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, it says
希伯来书十二章第一节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔跑那摆在我们前头的路。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
当然，圣经上面所说的这些古圣徒。是值得我们去学习去效法的。
Of course, the saints mentioned in the Bible were worthy of our admiration and good examples.
但是我们在座周围的弟兄姐妹
But the brothers and sisters that is living around us
也可以为我们做许多美好的见证。
And they can also provide us with many beautiful testimonies.
那上个礼拜我收到一个简讯。
So last week, I received a text.
是一个从我在台湾认识33年的同学写的。
And it was sent to me by a classmate that I met in Taiwan 33 years ago.
他告诉我说我的另外一位同学。
He told me that another classmate of ours.
因为心脏病发就去世了。
Because of a heart attack, suddenly he passed away.
我过世的那位同学今年50岁。
And the classmate that passed away would be this year 50 years old.
他早上起来穿好衣服，准备要去上班了。
So he got dressed in the morning, got up, and was ready to go to work.
倒下去之后就没有再起来了。
And after he fell down, he never got up.
其实，人死了并不是一个结束。
In actuality, when we die, that is not the end.
而是一个开始。
But it is a beginning.
是一个永恒的开始。
It is the beginning of eternity.
其实我们以为明天一定会来。
We think to ourselves that tomorrow will surely come.
其实明天不一定会来。
But tomorrow may not necessarily come.
所以我们应该趁着我们还有今天的时候，我们应该亲近神。
So we should hold on to the opportunity of today to draw near to God.
我很感谢神在七年前让我回转来寻找他。
I really thank God that 7 years ago, He let me return back to Him to seek Him.
我知道神并没有偏待我。
And I know that God was not partial towards me.
主要 主要让我知道说他向我要的是什么。
God, let me understand what he requires of me.
我要怎么样才能够坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
And how I can be in the presence of God with courage.
其实主并没有离开。
God never departed from me.
而是我离他越来越远。
But it was me who departed from God.
主并不需要我。
God doesn't need me.
而我却不能没有神。
But I cannot live without him.
在奔跑天国的路上，其实我觉得我们都是在跟自己赛跑。
On our journey of faith, we are actually racing against ourselves.
我很感谢神，今天的我跑赢了22年前的我。
And I really thank God that the self, myself today, have overcome the self that I had 22 years ago.
如果我还有下一个22年。
And if I have another 22 years,
我希望能够跑赢今天的我。
I would like to be even better than myself today.
那我的见证就到此。
I end my testimony here.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归我们天上的父。
May all the glory and praises and honor be unto our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God, Brother Kevin had bore a very beautiful testimony for us.
在过去的超过二十年，我常常看到他祷告会都勇敢的在前面祷告。
For the last 20 years, I remember seeing him praying in the front with courage.
有时候我都觉得主耶稣怎么都还不给他圣灵。
And sometimes I thought to myself, why is it that the Lord Jesus still hasn't given him the Holy Spirit?
在去年他得到圣灵没有多久，有一次安息日聚会的时候，我坐在他旁边。
And right after he received the Holy Spirit last year, shortly after, during one of the Sabbath day, I was sitting next to him.
祷告的时候，忽然发现他在讲灵言呢。
And then when we were praying, all of a sudden I realized that he was speaking in tongues.
所以聚会完起来，我抓着他说：“刘弟兄，你什么时候得圣灵的？”
And then so after the service was over, I got up and held his hand and I said, Brother Liu, when did you receive the Holy Spirit?
真的替他非常的高兴。
I was truly happy for him.
所以听了他的见证，其实我自己也很感动。
And so when I heard his testimony, I was quite touched myself.
他得到恩典，我想有三心，三个心，两个意。三心，三个心，两个意，三心而已。
I think he received the Holy Spirit because of his heart.
第一个心是他的信心。
The first heart that he has is his faith.
他真的不灰心，在祷告的事上不灰心。
He was not discouraged.
圣灵是神应许要给我们。
And the Holy Spirit is a promise from God.
所以我们在祷告的事上不要灰心。
And so do not be discouraged in the matter of praying.
不单在求圣灵的事上，在我们信仰的路程当中，每个人都有很多的祈求。
Not just in praying for the Holy Spirit, but in our journey of faith, we have many requests.
所以他向神悔改。
And so he repented to God.
他就是信心的表现。
And that was a expression of faith.
他将自己回转归向神，是信心的表现。
And he turned himself back to God. That is also an expression of faith.
因为圣经说，当我们回转归向神，神就要回转归向我们。
Because the Bible tells us that when we turn back to the Lord, God will turn back to us.
我们信仰路走得越久，有的时候离神走得越来越远。
The longer that we walk on this journey of faith, the further away sometimes that we are from Him.
主耶稣在向我们招手，回头吧，回转吧。
The Lord Jesus waves His hand at us and says, "Return."
第二个信心是我看到他的决心。
The second part of His faith that I saw was His determination.
他立志。决心要得到圣灵。
He made the determination to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他开始有行动。
So he started with his actions.
我们常常有很多的决心，但是很快的就忘记了。
We often make determinations, but we soon forget them.
每年的开始，很多人都下了很多的决心，但是没有多久他就放弃了。
In the beginning of the year, many people make determinations or resolutions, but not long after we give up.
所以他开始中午禁食祷告。
He started fasting and praying during noontime.
他每天早上到教会祷告。
And it wasn't enough, so he started praying in the mornings at church.
真的，我们的神是看我们的内心。
Our God truly looks at our hearts.
有的时候我们觉得很困难，不太可能。
Sometimes we feel that it is very difficult and almost impossible.
但是我们靠着我们的信心，我们的决心，去走了这条信仰的道路。
But relying on our faith, and we make the determination to walk on this journey of faith.
神就会打开我们的门，打开为我们指引一条正确的路。
And then God will open up the door for us and show us the right path.
所以第三个心，我觉得是清心。
And so I can see another heart that he had was his pureness in his heart.
马太福音告诉我们说，清心的人必得见神。
Because the book of Matthew it tells us that blessed are the pure, for they shall see God.
我们跟神当中常常有很多的，他刚刚看的圣经，乌云遮蔽着我们。
Many times, just like the Bible verse that we read, between us and God there is a cloud blocking us.
都在于到我们的心不清不清洁。
And that is because our hearts are not pure.
所以我们离神越来越远。
And so we become further and further away from God.
愿意打开他的心，在神的面前，让神来诚实的面对他。
He is willing to open up his heart in front of God.
所以当我们心清了，神就进来了。
Honestly face God. And so when our heart is pure, God comes into our hearts.
他还有两个义。
And he also has two wills.
第一个是他清心吐意。
And the first was that he poured out his heart.
在圣经里面勉励我们说，祷告要情辞迫切。
In the Bible, it tells us that when we pray, we need to pray with importunity.
祷告是要放上感情，要放上你的言辞，是有表是有表现出来的。
To pray, we need to put in our words and then also our emotions. It is something that we show.
我们的神是无所不知的神。
Our God knows everything.
所以我们到他的面前，神要看到我们向他倾心吐意。
And so when we come in front of him, God wants to see us pouring out our hearts to him.
能力不是神的问题。
The power is not an issue with God.
得不到恩典常常是我们自己的问题。
When we are unable to receive grace and blessing from God, it is often our problems.
所以他到神的面前倾心吐意。
So he came in front of God and poured out his heart.
第二个意是他乐意照神的旨意来成全。
And the second that was he was willing to accept God's will.
当他有了信心，有了决心，当他把心清了之后，他知道凡事交托在神的手中，神给不给他圣灵就不是问题了。
After he made the determination and with his faith and after purifying his heart, he decided that whether God gives him the Holy Spirit, that is no longer an issue.
所以得到圣灵只是时间早晚的问题而已。
So for him to receive the Holy Spirit, it is only a matter of time.
所以在神的面前，他愿意向神祷告，求神的旨意来成全。
And so in the presence of God, he is willing to pray according to God's will, and may God's will be done.
今天我们在信仰的道路当中，每一个人都想要得到神的恩典。
All of us in our journey of faith, we want to receive blessings from God.
但是神能力的手是不缩短的。
And God's arm is not short.
重要的是我们自己做了什么。
And what is important is what have we done?
我们在神的面前是怎么样的一个基督徒。
What kind of Christian are we in the presence of God?
求主耶稣帮助我们也同样有这样的三心二意。
May the Lord Jesus also help us to have such kind of hearts and wills.
有信心，有决心，能够清心的在主。
To have faith, to have determination, and to have a pure heart in front of God.
我们的需要带到主的面前，每个人向神倾心吐意。
Bring our requests in front of God and pour out our hearts in front of Him.
最后，我们照神的旨意，愿神照他的旨意来成全。
And in the end, may His will be done, and may God's will be done.
愿主耶稣帮助我们，借着他的见证，我们都能够得到造就。
May the Lord Jesus help us through His testimonies that we can all be edified.
在信仰的道路当中，我们也能够跟他一样。努力的来走这条天国的道路。
And in our journey of faith, we can all be like him to put in effort to finish our journey.
信仰像他讲的，好像赛跑。
Our journey of faith is just like a race.
我们不要越跑越无力，越跑越后面。
And let us not run with less and less strength.
甚至于还没有到终点，你就跌倒了。
And even stumble before we reach the end.
我们明年要比今年更好。
Next year, we need to be better than this year.
求主耶稣帮助每一位弟兄姐妹。
May God help every brothers and sisters.
见证会到这边，我们同心默祷。
We end our testimony.